Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you're ready to go wild because we are. Today, setting in here today, we've got a beautiful guest and our phenomenal guest star and hostess, Dina, with Ken Elliott. I know a lot of you are going to want to know what's going on. Well, get wild. Call the number, 773-897-6461. Those of you guys listening at home, feel relaxed. We'll be able to talk with you. You'll be able to hear it on your computer, and I will be getting those emails to you. If you send in a question, I can do as many as I can, but you got to be patient. This is Psychic Jethro. As you all know, I'm part Native American. I was born with the gift of sight, being able to see auras and energies around live objects. After a near-death experience where they tried to teach me to swim, and obviously I didn't do so well, I drowned. They brought me back, and I was able to do clairaudience. For those of you who know, I'm American certified. I'm just a silly wild guy. I had to tease you, caught me. I was starting to eat another snack before they started this show. I hope you're ready to go wild. We have with me my hostess and psychic, also I'm not only American certified, but she's been doing this over 25 years. She was voted in the top in the world. She's been tested certified psychic medium Reiki master. Featured in a lot of magazines and books. We like to call her the True Blue Psychic. She's known as Henri to others. Dina Flanagan. Dina, how you doing up there in Maine?
Oh, excellent, excellent. It's a beautiful day and a lot of good energy here. And it's just, I can't wait to do this radio show. I always look forward to it.
Oh, you make us so happy. Dean is one of our family. And today, I want to take a moment here and thank the person that asked this. Nisha wrote in to me from Arizona, and explained to me she heard of a phenomenal person. She said this person was just not only fun, but he's been doing this for a couple of years, and he was very experienced at something we all like to talk about. And so, little research, little things, I got really lucky. We got blessed. The guest star today is Ken Elliott. He's an artist and writer. He's living in Castle Rock, Colorado. He's been doing this dual track for over 25 years. Whereas we're going to talk about manifesting 1, 2, 3. He is the author of Spirit Astonishing Stories. We're going to get to hear him today talking about manifesting the law of attraction. The thing really good is his new book out, Manifesting 1, 2, 3, and You Don't Need 3, is phenomenal. I am a personal fan of this gentleman, and welcome aboard, Ken.
Hi, thanks for having me on the air. Thank you both.
We love you. We know we're a little wild, and we know you're wild, so I hope all of you guys that are listening in are ready to go wild. They tease me. They go, Jester, we're fastening our seatbelts. We get ready. Do it. You'll even hear that in his book. He uses that, too, with the fact that you're going to have to fasten your seatbelts when you're ready to do this. Those of you who've been contacting me for years, wanting to know some of the things about open your heart, your life, your new possibilities, focus your attentions on home, career, relationships, we're going to talk about it. Help diffuse that negative energy of worry. Ken, you're here. We got it. Tell us a little bit about you and talk to us. We want to know all we can about you in the time we can get you.
Well, I'm just a regular guy in Texas, and just, you know, was in Houston, in the gallery business, learned to be a painter, fooling around, just had a regular life. And I didn't have a drowning incident, but I started getting paranormal experiences, dreams, this thing, that thing. And I came across, well, I asked for the most gifted person that this particular writer knew. I called an author. Let me just slow it down here a little bit. I respected what she was doing. And she said, call Judy Goodman. And so I called Judy Goodman up, and we connected just straight away. And I realized later that this was the redheaded woman I'd seen in my vivid dream 4 months before. And I have other friends close to me, and they have seen this redheaded woman in their dreams years or months before they actually met her. Well, that was a nice little prelude, but to be around someone that's gifted, as you both know, you live and walk this, it's an unusual journey, and it's one of great responsibility. But Judy had a light touch. And after talking with her almost daily for, I don't know, a few weeks, I got a call from a stranger who wanted to try to explain Judy to me. And she put out a long list of things that Judy could do, many that she didn't even know. And I knew about those things. I didn't know everything at that point, the other great gifts that she has and her abilities. But one of the things that woman said that tripped me up, she said, if you send her something in thought, she'll get it. And I went, well, what? Because I liked ESP as a kid. I read about paranormal things and psychics and gifted people, and I hadn't heard one of those before. And she told me that about a year ago she had sent Judy a bouquet of flowers for her birthday in thought, and then called Judy the next day. And Judy happened to be in the Bahamas. She didn't know her room number or any of that kind of stuff. And Judy acknowledged that she got the gift and described it in great detail. Well, I thought that was pretty interesting. And Judy had a birthday coming up in a day or two. So I decided I would send her something in thought too, and it worked. And for, I guess about 15 years or so, I sent her a lot of things in thought, and she received it every time. That's a pretty important piece of information if you should stop to think about it. But you know what? I didn't. I just played around with it. And then I came in contact with other authors and gifted people. One was William Buhlman. And I did his website. I worked with him this thing in the background. And just in a private conversation, he told me, yeah, he makes wish lists, which that's, you know, what people do, wish lists, vision boards, that kind of thing. I support all of this very much. And what I'd learned from William up to that point is that if you have an intention and you repeat it, it's like stacking bricks. And that will increase the chances of that intention coming true. And that's what all the manifesting books are about. But then William said this offhanded thing that really caught me. he said, yeah, sometimes he goes over there and he can see the things on his wish list in various stages of formation. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, your thought actually makes something over there in the spirit side, on the other side, astral realm, near astral plane. And he said, if I've been working on something for just a short time, it makes this little wisp of vapor, little puff of smoke, little wisp of smoke. But when you're over there on the other side, you have a knowing about what that represents. And that could be something on his list he's only been working on for a short time. By working on it, he looks at that list every day. He might pat it with his hand. He might say it out loud. But he's going to look at that every day. And if he's had something that's been in the works for months, weeks, it takes on more form. He can clearly see what it is. And it gets very 3D, very full color, very solid physical over there. And he said, when you see that fully 3D formed object, it's coming into the physical realm. And I went, really? So I just called Judy to check it out. She goes to the other side every night, Judy Goodman. And she said, yeah, that's how it works. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? She said, well, you never asked. And there it is. That is, for the first time to a lot of ears, and that's my job, is to offer this piece of information that's terribly, terribly important. You now know how thought takes form. And I remember a remark that William said when we got back into this. We've done it a few times. I don't know if I use this word in the book, but he said, you know, I can put something on the list and then I go out of body and I can go over there on occasion. He'll end up in this place. He said, I can go over there and see everything on my list in various stages of formation. I'd be an idiot not to do this. And, you know, that's guy talk. And it got my attention. But I still didn't do anything with it. I continued to send Judy these objects and she, you know, I scored 100%. I even sent her things in real time. And I did some real-time experiments with not only Judy, but with other gifted friends of mine that have this very, very acute sensitivity. And on one occasion with Judy and this other person in the room, I was sending things in real time. And they would get them. They would both see them. A remarkable discovery.
I love it. And you guys that are tuned in, we're listening here to Ken. That's a very good discovery. Now, we've got a couple of questions from everybody, and grab onto your hats. We've got Dear Dina time. We're going to have some questions here on some metaphysical. Also, we've got a question for Ken. Ken, do I need meditation skills? I really hate doing it. Jethro tried to teach me the white wall. He taught me the meditations and seven of them. So far, all I get is silly numbers, and I always come and see Jethro and tease him that I think something's not working in my brain. Can I do this if I don't meditate?
What do you think, Ken? I'm pretty good at meditating until I see the candy dish, you know. No. You know, when I wrote this book, I didn't put a single word in there that people will trip on. You don't have to believe this. You don't have to have any skills whatsoever. You're already doing it. You just don't know it. Just think about this this concept. Gravity just pulls things to the ground. You're not particularly gifted in the realm of gravity or breathing. It's just a given. It's part of the nature of how our bodies work and the world we live in. And thoughts literally create form. It is one of our great gifts. And it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's helpful if you have a good attitude about this, but it's not imperative. So, no, I'm not a good meditator either. I'm probably the worst. I wrote the book. I'm a so-called expert. And I'm not very good at going through this exercise. And what it really is, the number one is, and this is an amazing thing, your thoughts can make the future. Now, if you're not paying attention, let's sit down. I'm going to say this again really slowly. Your thoughts can make anything. They do. And your thoughts can create the future. So this number one, the 1, 2, 3, is simply to imagine you're in your future and you have a scene in your movie. We'll call it a movie because, like, anybody can watch a movie. It's hard to meditate for some people, but everybody gets a good score at watching a movie. So imagine you're in your movie and you're in your future. And then you start imagining you're in different scenes. I do a lot of things just from a comfortable chair in my home. In my future, I have perfect health. And then I'm going to use one of the two great powers in the universe, love or fear, with that thought. I'm going to accelerate the power of it. So I'm in my future, and in my future, I observe from my chair perfect health, and I'm so very grateful. I didn't have to specify how I arrived at perfect health or the perfect job or that nice vacation or that wonderful partner or the new car or the new used car or the good place to live, any of these things. In my future, I make this observation. It's very literal in the way your thoughts will create form. I've been to the other side. Many of us have. We observed if you say a thing, coffee, you will immediately have coffee. It's like a computer. If you type the letter A, that's all it's going to do. So in your future, you don't specify how this good thing came to pass. It simply has already happened. And you can walk around in it, or from your chair, you just make the observation that you love your wonderful job. You don't know what floor it's on, what it is, where it is, if it's in your home, or if you're doing volunteer work. It's a fabulous concept, a fabulous tool, and I get letters from people all the time and put them into my Friday newsletter. I should say you can sign up for the newsletter at www.manifesting123.com. You'll see a new story from a reader every Friday.
Yeah, excellent. Dina, what have you got for our phenomenal guest? I can feel your mind is wild over here. This leaves you going to town.
I love the concept, and that's how I operate because I love it. But can you tell me creative visualization and manifesting?
Yes. You don't have to be very good at it. There's the best answer. Excuse me. I'm an artist, so people I have special powers for visualization, but a vast majority of the things that I put into what I call my movie every day are taking place from my comfortable chair. If I want to specify, however, and I've done this, in my future, in my future, I'm in a wonderful place, and I set down my bag in the room, and I go grab the rail on the balcony, and I look out. And I just see white. I don't want to limit where I am. And I look out onto the scene, and I just love that scene. I don't have to worry about the time away or the money to get there. And I'm so very grateful. There's an example of some specificity. I didn't say it had to be Paris and I'm having coffee on the Rivoli or something like that. So that visualization actually came true in about 6 weeks. I saw that happen. And it was a little shock to the system. When I touched that rail and I was looking out at the Caribbean and I was staying in a very elaborate private home at no charge for a week.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Those of you tuning in, I got a little bit of a thing here. I want you guys to go in to check out our website. Those of you that are tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro, Psychic Dina, and the phenomenal Manifesting Master, Ken Elliott. And we've got all of you guys asking a couple questions. The one thing you want to know about how to contact us is those websites. You know, the www.manifesting.com is about the wonderful book we're talking about today. We also have here www.kenelliott.com, and that's spelled KenElliott.com. You will love looking at his site. He gave me a very good compliment here on my site, JethroSmith.net. I want you guys that are really trying to get in for those readings. We do get booked, but if you want to get in with me, do the contact Jethro. It's right there on the left side. Put in your information. I'll contact you. I do specials. Some of you guys were telling me that I went outrageous when I hit Washington, D.C. I've added $5 up here more only because I have a higher situation. Honest is honest. What I do for those of you that I've read in Colorado, Tampa, my 30-some year career, is I still give you those rates. Now, I got to tease you. I know when my kids were growing up and back in the early 80s, it was 35. I can't give you that rate because obviously they've grown up and so did the guy named Bill. But what I will do is I will give you a deal. Contact me. Let me know. Get in. Get a reading with us. Dina, I know that you have been doing some phenomenal work up there with some holistic work, and you got busted because they're telling me about different magazines, American Federation, The Psychic World, and some other ones you wrote on. They're asking here, Dina, how do you sit down and write this out and meditate? I oftentimes get frustrated. I feel my gift. I know that I have it. But when I try to articulate it, I seem like I'm writing a bunch of silly. How do you seem to correlate this so well?
Well, you know, how I years ago when I first started out, I did a lot of automatic writing. And so I would sit down with a pen and paper, and I would, you know, you take your, do your, what you would do, like meditate or do your deep breaths and get yourself out of the way so that your spirit guides can come through, or you can channel it or what have you. And when you do that, then and do the automatic writing, eventually it just turns into the spirit talking or, you know, so same, the writing, that's how I do my writing. I know my subject or what I want to write about. And so once you have that, that's the hard part. You just start. And if, you know, if at first you don't like what you're seeing, you just write whatever you want to write. Then you go back and you fine tune it. And then, or sit on it overnight. Because when you, what happens is sometimes if I write something and I'm like, yeah, that's not exactly what I want to say, I kind of sleep on it. And at night, I get woken up in the middle of the night and with the correct way to write it or what I missed or what I need to put in there. So, you know, it's, you don't have to, it's a process. You don't have to, like, jam it out all at once. You can try it, then, you know, see if your guides will come to you for clarity and try it again and keep doing it, like a first draft, a second draft, you know, a third draft until you finally like it. Well, when you finally get to a point where it just happens, usually you're right on your first draft. So, you know, keep trying. Don't give up. Just keep doing it, and it will flow. Just let it flow. Just get yourself out of the way.
Excellent. I love it, Dina. We've got people writing in. We're glad Dina's back. Jethro better be nice to her. Ken Elliott seems like a blast. I think we should all go have a good time in California. I've got daiquiris, Jethro. Oh, my gosh, you're trying to bribe me with booze? What are you guys doing? Ken, we've got a party in front here. These people have no shame. We've got a friend here, another one who's writing me from Colorado. Jethro, you can tell him who I am, but I want you to just tease him about I'm the best cinnamon roll maker in the world, and you know it. I knew you back when you were thin. That's all I need to say to you. What I want to ask is I want to talk to this nice guy, Ken, and know, you know that, and I know that I'm a very negative person. Every time I try to manifest, everyone always tells me to stay positive. Jethro, I had 4 bad husbands and some other stories, and you and I know that. Ken, how can I do this if I'm not positive? Can I do it? Our cinnamon roll girl wants to know if she can do this if she's negative, because she, I love her, but you're not a sweetheart sometimes. That's all said for me. So go ahead.
Yes, that it's entirely possible. I had I did a personal session with someone about this time last year, and she told me right off the bat it was extremely negative. She works in a salon, and it's not a good skill set to be doing people's hairs, and your chat up is on the negative side. So we did this session, and the idea was for her to just manifest, and she'd been doing this a little bit prior to the session, just manifest in her future. She doesn't have that negativity. See, you can manifest concepts and things, not just cars, but how you feel, less stress, a more positive attitude, or less negativity in your life. You can be surrounded by negativity, but it might affect you differently. It's the barking dog. We've had that too. Bark, bark, bark. And somebody manifests that the barking dog doesn't bother them. And some months later, when company comes over, they're going, what is up with the damn dog? And the person went, oh, my God, I haven't even noticed the dog. You know, so these things can happen internally. Well, the bottom line is this person called me the next day, and she woke up happy. And this is a weird thing that I'll get. This happened a few times. People wake up. They call me sometimes a little too early in the morning, or I get this email, and they say, I woke up with less stress. I woke up happy. And then they use this word. I've heard it 3 times, 4 times now. They say, I know it's permanent. They wake up with happiness or less stress. They know it's permanent. And this is a result of them manifesting a scenario where that doesn't exist. And, yes, it's a fantasy, but your thoughts will build it. And the thing that you think of and repeat it, it's just like stacking bricks. It will build it. You know, when I did the second version of the book, I added a few more stories, but I wanted to put this in the foreword. It's like you're a genie, and whatever you think will materialize in the field around you, and my friends can see it happen. And And once you know that, if you truly know that, you can't let it go. You'd be crazy not to. I just can't say enough about this. I'm just sort of the nut job on this, but it's too good to be true, right? But it does matter if you believe it or not. You don't have to have a skill set because you're born with it. But let me offer something really, really big. I like doing big. I like hearing big. So what are our three gifts? What are the biggest things that we are given? We have life. We can make life. We can create anything. That's a big menu. Yes. And what we're thinking over and over and over, if we believe this stuff about thought or not, is creating things around us. Some people just look lucky. Some people just don't seem to respond to terrible things that happen to them, like other people. They don't have these catastrophic meltdowns. It's something about their attitudes, something about what they're thinking. Well, they're building something, and good things come to them. They get bad breaks. We're all going to die of something, but they seem to get a little more than their fair share, or they're happy with what they have. What is it? Is there something magical about people like that? And it's what they're thinking, and it's taking that form for them.
Well, Bryn writes in here, this sounds perfect for my situation from New York. Yay, one of our fans and friends. Hey, I'm calling in. Those of you tuning in, we're here today discussing about the word manifesting. We're talking with the phenomenal Ken Elliott, artist and writer living in Castle Rock, Colorado. For those of you that are keeping up, this is Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan going wild. Those of you that aren't keeping up, just sit back and relax either way. We'll catch you on the ride by. We've got a lot of you writing in, and we love that. We're going to take a couple of phone calls. We'll do a little bit of reading. We're also going to have some of you guys got a question for Ken. We're all three here to help you. We want to make sure you're getting that time. Ken, you brought up a very good subject there. So you do sessions with individuals. So you will personally sit down and do a session and work with that individual to help them see the movie, manifest it, and make it come true, correct?
Yes, we'll go through what it is they're dealing with their, you know, a lot of people don't know what it is they desire, frankly. That happens a lot. And we'll go through a list, and when they get through, they're going to have a script. They'll have scenes in their movie that they can go through and start creating those things that are important to them. Also, we're going to have a script that will deal with the things that worry them. And worry is a fear. And if you take a worry, a thought, and you load it up with fear, you have the ability to happily make that. Your thoughts will just make whatever you repetitively think. So if you're worried about something, you're loading it with fear, and it will very, very, very rapidly or as efficiently as possible create that bad scenario, so-called bad scenario. So we come up with a way on that, and the number two of manifesting 1, 2, 3 is to take action on those fears. Simply take action. I can't tell people to stop worrying about things, but you can make a list. If there's a problem with something, then in the morning you're going to prompt yourself to make a phone call and make an appointment. Maybe it's with a doctor. Maybe it's with a boss. And you're going to run the list of possible things that will help alleviate this, possible solutions. Maybe somebody else has other ideas, a mentor, another professional. And then you're manifesting a future where these things don't exist. And at the end of the day, you can just let it go as best you can. But pat yourself on the back because you're taking action on this fear. You're not just sitting around churning and drowning in this worry. So that's basically the number one and the number two. The number three, very quickly, by the way, is you don't need number three. And that website, by the way, is, you said it wrong a while ago, it's manifesting123.com. That number three is that we're all very powerful. We may or may not believe that as spiritual beings, but it's not necessary to be powerful or someone who's really good at manifesting or visualization to make this work. We're all doing it since birth.
Phenomenal. Ken, you definitely got to come here to Alexandria. I've got friends writing me in from Tampa, Florida. Jethro, we've had some really fun things. Get this man to come down. Let's do some classes. Bring Dina. Dina owes us anyway. We've been waiting in Tampa, Florida for 2 years while you and Patty had fun in California. We didn't get Dina then. Then you told me you were going to get her down, and you still haven't. Leave Dina alone, you guys. No, we're teasing you. We're going to get down there. We're going to have fun. We are going to be down there in April. I'm going to be down there. Those of you who know my lovely fiance, KK, we're going to be working with you guys on some readings, getting things together. Remember to contact me at my website to get in, because I'm back and forth. Ken, what do you think about that? Do you know, is there ways that you could do this in a class setting where you would do like a drawing room reading or a class attendance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We light them up. We light each other up. Yeah, it's great to be in the classroom because other people will come up with their own ideas, their own problems. Not everybody wants to talk about things that are tough in their lives. When you have a lot of people in the room, that opens that up a lot more. And the scripts are individualized, but there are general themes. I mean, what is it that people really desire? They want to be safe. They want to be healthy. They don't want to have financial concerns. They want to be appreciated and cared for. They want to have worth. And there's a lot of ways to get there, and it means different things to different people. But I can't say it enough. When you just go up the website and look through those stories, I've got over 200 of them that have come in. It touches on innumerable topics. And some are just miraculous. And some happen quick. Some take a lot of time. Another thing that will happen is if you are, say, in that job that you're really not happy with, and you're manifesting a better job, I like to use the word career, but if you're manifesting a better solution, some people get put to the side. They get demoted. They get laid off. They get fired. They would never quit that job because they need the security of that job, but they hate it. And then they get turned out. And now what often happens, they get another job. They like it a lot. It may not be the perfect one, but it's the stopgap. They get a little more, get their feet wet. They get out into the world a little more, readjust a little bit, get a little more experience, and then that better job. Sometimes that perfect job comes along, and they are so grateful. I just love to watch that work. But it's not always a straight linear path.
Dina here, you got a question that's asked the best. We talked about lighting up. Everyone knows that you kind of have to.
Yeah. No, I do. Well, I know you're an artist, and you do artwork too, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the KenElliott.com website.
Right. So do you do your artwork by using spirit or looking into the future? Like, you know how you're creating, you can create by creating your future, manifest your future. So do your artwork the same way, or does it come? How do you do that? How does that work, Clay?
Well, as I like to say, I give myself an unfair advantage. So in my future, when I go down to my – and I did this, and I've moved on from that scenario since, and you can change these scenarios all the time. Early on, I had trouble doing a lot of canvases that I didn't have a good consistency. That's not good for someone who's trying to make a living at this. So I had a high failure rate, and I was doing smaller things rather than larger things. They were hard for me. And so I manifested that in my future, I go down to my studio, and it was filled with big canvases. It's funny that I'm going through this again. It's filled with big canvases, and I don't see what they are. They're just really, really, I think they're wonderful. You know, I'm very happy with the way they look, but I don't see them. They're all white, but the room is filled with them. And it was about 4 or 5 months later, something had clicked, and I was talking with someone about this, standing in the studio, and I looked around, and it was canvases. And that had never happened before. I never realized that until that moment. And that's all my studio looks like now. It's just full of big canvases. In fact, I'm running out of room, and they're off in another room right now.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I'm successful. That's part of the future I've manifested. I just watch it happen. On the creative side, since you were talking about writing, you might find this interesting because I also am working on a screenplay as well as paint, but it's the painting that's the premier thing. And it just happened again today. I went down there and had a painting that I had actually signed twice. I've reworked it 3 or 4 times. And the show's coming up. I have, 2 or 3 hours to walk down there and just said this needed more contrast. It was a little wimpy, so I'm going to put some more darks into it. And I just went on attack. I don't know where that came from. I mean, I was using the knowledge to critique and analyze the painting in a way to make it better. But I just sort of, there it is, kind of ran wild with it, which I usually don't do. And it turned into a completely different thing that's a lot more compelling, a lot more interesting. And I just went down and looked at it again before I went on the show and went, you know, this ain't bad. This is a lot better than that thing I worked so hard on an entire month before. And in 1 hour, it completely changed. And it's one of the better things that I've got in the studio right now.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's a great start.
Good.
Yeah.
We love all you guys that are tuning in. We're going to go ahead and get to that part that you really love. We're going to grab some of those phones. You get to talk to each of us here in a minute. Okay, we know that you're happy. We know they're happy. You guys are doing okay. I'm happy. And we got other things going on here. That was a new one. Okay, I thought that was supposed to be applause, but obviously somebody's really giggly happy there. So we're going to continue to be wild. And those of you know is we're going to turn around and we're going to grab some of those phones. Remember, you guys, have the singular one because there's three of us. We've got a lot of people waiting in line. I'm going to give you so many minutes. We have to do that. I'm not being mean, and please don't take my pizza away. Just remember that, you know, Jethro's trying to do what we can. We're going to do one more song. Those of you who heard the first song, Energy by Ben Sound. The other one was the beginning was Wild One by our wonderful friend Delaysha up there in New Jersey. But we're going to take just a second here and we'll be right back. Grab those phones because we're going to be picking them up and you're going to get to talk to us live. Thank you. Here we are. This is Psyche Jethro. Psyche's gone wild. We're going to go to those phones. Everybody's going there. I want to tease our sound man. You're trying to make me wild. We obviously today have two phenomenal people here with me. I'm going to introduce them again for those of you that are tuning in to Psyche's Gone Wild. We were listening to Ben Sound Energy. We heard a little bit of Ben Sound Sexy, and we stopped our sound man because he's, I think, trying to court Dina. Calm down. Let's stay wild. We're on the radio show here. We are having some fun, and I hope you are too. I'm Jethro Smith, part Native American, just a phenomenal little crazy guy. No, I'm not bragging. Just a fun person. I hope you guys are ready. I've been doing this over 30 years. The reason that I want to have you call in the wild is I want you to see we're real. I'm here with the phenomenal Dina Flanagan, certified American, the last 6 years in the top 20 through the Light Workers, the Foundation, and Medium Psychic. She takes it by the cake. The woman knows what she's doing. She was born with the gift, too. And we are so fortunate today to have our guest star, Ken Elliott, an artist, writer, living in Castle Rock, Colorado. Cattle, I'm having a moment. This man messed with me with the baby giggle. I'll never be the same. He has been doing this 25 years, this accomplished artist, as someone who's experienced and collected astonishing stories. His book, Manifesting 1, 2, 3, and You Don't Need the Three, is not an ordinary manifesting or law attraction book. It's the real fun thing, you know, said here. www.manifesting.com. Ken, what do you do? Are you still with us? Has Wild not scared you away yet?
I'm here.
Yay! We got a phenomenal people. We got a lot of people writing in very positive. You guys contact us. Let us know what you're doing. I love it. They're like, Ken is a lot of fun. I can't believe it. Dina sounds great as ever. I think she should be more on Jethro. What are you doing? I'm just hogging it. What do you think I'm doing, you silly people? 330, what do you know? Let's go Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And I've been working on manifesting
Perfect. And I think this is a question for Ken. And what would you like to talk with Ken about?
Can you reaffirm that what I've been manifesting is actually going to happen? And how do I worry about paying for it long term?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I've been manifesting a house by the water, but now I know it'll happen. And how do I get rid of the worry to pay for it long term, the upkeep and the taxes?
Okay. Someone visited, in fact, they're going to be here in about a week. Someone was visiting me in Colorado a couple years ago, and they said something very similar to what you just said. They said, I love your neighborhood. I would love to have a house here. I don't know how I could ever do it. It's so complicated to sell something, move across the country. But I want to manifest a house here, right in this neighborhood. I said, okay, what else do you want? She said, what do you mean? And I said, well, anytime you're here, this is your house. I'll give you a key if you want. We're that close. You know, it may be that you can manifest this house and you won't own it. It may be that it's gifted to you. It could be something that you just rent. It's a house you go back to. You know, there are people that do that in rentals all the time. You may not have to own the house to have it. It may be owned by a friend. And you don't have a mortgage on that house. You don't have to pay for that house. And that's very, very common.
I won't have to pay for the house, but I'll own it and I'll have to pay for the tax.
You may not have to pay for it. What you're manifesting is a house by the water. But don't specify that you have to own it. You simply enjoy the time in the house by the water. Now, if it's a full-time thing, all right, that's another animal altogether. But if you're manifesting something like that, it is taking form. Now, if on the other hand, you have a worry about how to pay for it, an unnecessary thing to be putting in your manifesting, by the way, then you are doing one of two things. You're manifesting this positive outcome, and then you're entangling it with a negative one. Or, as in the case that sometimes people do with a job, say, they'll manifest the perfect job. That's their goal. They also have the sidetrack where they're thinking, their big fear is, oh boy, when I get this job, they're going to find out about me. I'm not worthy. I'm not smart enough for this, and I'm going to get fired. And bingo, they get the job, and then they get fired. That can happen. You're 100% accurate, or like Supergirl at manifesting things. Both things came true, but one of them you didn't want. So if you're going to manifest that perfect home, or that, you know, the thing you visualize there by the water, then you don't have to specify how that's going to happen. It can happen a lot of different ways, thousands of different ways. You may not want to have to specify ownership, simply that you're there. If you're there part-time or full-time, you can put that in if you like. But it will start to take form. And I don't know how that can be presented to you, but it will start to make it. Now, you may find the equivalent of that. Sometimes we get the equivalent of the money, not the money. You know, if the bill gets paid somehow, it doesn't matter if you have the money or not, if the bill gets carried forward. So it's important when you're manifesting this not to specify how you got there, but you're simply in that home by the water enjoying all that it brings you. But please don't specify how it has to happen, because your thoughts will have to make that too. And it's just, we just don't know all the ways that could possibly go forward for you. Does that help?
Yes. Can you tell me when it's going to happen?
when is it going to happen? It may have already happened.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know. It may occur to you that you have a friend or a friend of a friend, or you're going to some thing you've already planned, and once you get there, the magic happens. And somebody says, well, you know, I like spending the time with you. Why don't you come visit with us anytime you like? Here's a key. Here's the garage door code. You know, the whole bit. So I have a few houses around the country like that. I was manifesting something along those lines, and it goes back to the thing I talked about. I was manifesting that I would go into that room, that hotel. I didn't say hotel, but I put my bag down and went out and touched the rail, and there was that scene. And part of that scene, part of that thing I manifested is that I didn't have to worry about the time away or the money to get there. And to bring it in full circle, that person that I was just mentioning about wanting the home where I live here in Colorado, when I first met her, she stayed here for a few days, and we became close friends. And she said, I want to do something for you. I'm going to give you a gift. I said, well, you don't have to do that. She said, no, you don't understand. I work for an airline, and I'm going to put you on my buddy pass list. I went, what? So I have my own private Air Force. I don't have to worry about the money to get somewhere. I have to fly standby, a little ragged sometimes, but I can go in a number of places around the world for free. Now, how did that happen? Well, I was manifesting that I didn't have to worry about the money to get to these destinations, and I didn't even specify what they were. So I got an unlimited ticket to the world for free. You just can't make that up.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for calling. We love you. Stace Wild. We're going to be giving away some prizes. Those of you who would like to have the book, Manifesting 123, go to the websites. You can go to either one of www.jethrosmith.net, or you can tune in to www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com and let us know you're interested in it. We'll be giving away with them. The thing I want you guys to do is I've got a lot of you asking me of them, and I want to go ahead and call out the names here. Our last two winners, the winner of the phenomenal Picasso Jasper necklace was phenomenal. Was Jackie McCullough in Florida. She took then won that necklace, and that's going out to her. The book of Guide to the Sixth Sense by me, Uncle Jethro. Those of you who want to use those things at home, those tools that make you more psychically intuitive, everything from using playing cards to dominoes, all of that's in the book, and that is a signed copy going out to Bryn Durham up in New York. So keep listening, keep going in. We still have, we're trying to do this with, we've got a malachite necklace, a very beautiful one with set in 25 sterling silver. We are looking at that. We have a couple of you guys going, Jethro, what was the question? The question that we had and the one to win that necklace is, did Patty Negri work with Chevy Chase, Burt Reynolds, and Gregory Hines? And for all of you who are listening, the answer is yes. Tomorrow is Friday, and Patty's going to be in Texas for those of you that are down there, and we're still going to be going wild here Friday. Tune in for her first appearance and wonderful Scorpio healing psychic wild girl, Sanjita Shinde. So you guys, if you're ready, Sanjita Shinde, she's going to kick me. I just lost her S to her name, and I do know her. But tune in. I've got you guys going, Jethro, what's going on? I'm having a very good energy, very high energy, but I've got a lot of guides here. So I want you guys to contact us. Definitely get in. We're doing our Friday psychic circle for those of you know here in Alexandria at 7 o'clock, and be ready for a real live reading. If you haven't had a chance to look at some of the things we're doing, we're also doing a Sunday at 5 p.m., so you can come in then. We'll be working with crystals and stones and showing you all the different energies, the textures, the eyes, some of my Sedona training, and some other places I've been. Ken Elliott is our guest, and Dina Flanagan's here, and we're having a party. Those of you that are right in there, I've got to ask Ken a question before you grab the phone, Jethro. Please let me in, and I'll make sure you get a good burrito here in Tampa. You don't have to bribe me with it does help, but I will let you in. What she's asking here is she's going, Jethro, I need to know, my restaurant's in a bad situation. You were talking about manifesting customers. You're talking about manifesting, and that's what I'm trying to do. I see my customers here, and I feel it busy. You also have got me really excited, Ken. I've got the book coming. I've just got on and saw that I can buy it on Amazon.com. I want to know from you, Ken, how long does this take effect? Is this movie something that's going to take me months, weeks, or how long before I see these customers back in my restaurant?
Well, first of all, if you have a business, I would be manifesting success. And there's a lot of ways that that restaurant could be more successful. It could be that somehow the average price of the charge goes up. Same number of people, but there's more profit involved, or they're spending more money there. It could be something new that comes, walks in, something new in the desserts, a better entree. They spend more time on the wine and conversation. I don't know. There's a lot of factors that make the restaurant more successful, and it's not predicated on having more people in there, although that's a perfect logic. Things like this can happen sometimes overnight. Sometimes they take weeks. I've noticed that the majority it's all variables, but a lot of these things happen and within a couple, 2 or 3 months. And you'll see what I call a bleed over. You might see an uptick. Or some people will come in and give you some suggestions. You know, I've noticed that I've got this idea, something you can do for the restaurant. You know, I don't know, but you'll start seeing something in play. And you can pat yourself on the back because you're seeing some kind of result, even if it's not the best one. Now, if you're manifesting the ultimate end all to this, which is success, it also could be that restaurant, the business as it is, will merge with another. It could even close, and you have an opportunity for a much larger venture. I just don't know, but I would say that the idea is success and not more customers. Now, I've had things on my list that have been there for a couple of original wish lists for something like 6 years now. I've seen the bleed over. I've been in the room with what looks like the answer, but it wasn't quite. And because I'm continuing to manifest, I didn't settle. I didn't just say, oh, this is good enough. Because it wasn't quite the thing, and I just kept moving forward. So it's interesting to have that tool, and it's a comfort to see some sort of glimmer, some little spark, some little signal that lets you know that it's working.
Wonderful. 925, you're on live, and we got Ken Elliott here, Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith. What can we do for you, 925, that's live?
Hello. I'd like a reading if that's possible, but I'm also very intrigued by everything. I've really been getting, my brain's been like really moving just now.
No problem. Ladies first, if you'd like to help this wonderful lady with a reading, then you've got this intriguing, you can have the best of both. We'll let you even do a little question, but I got a people behind you. If they get mad, it's your pizza they're taking, all right?
Okay. What's your name?
Okay.
It's Sahara.
Sahara? And what's your question, Sahara?
I mainly just had a question about if I'd be finding a job and about dating. Very, pretty brief.
Which one do you want?
The job.
Okay. I feel like that... I feel like you're half in and half out. Like you want one, but you're not putting it all in. Like because I feel like that kind of frustrated, and you just haven't, you know, found what you really want because you're not really quite sure. And so I feel like that you need to sit down, and it has to do with a lot of what Ken is talking about. Sit down and see what you want, you know. Picture what it is that you want for a job and really get clear on it, because until you're clear on it, the universe is not clear on it. And then the universe just can't send you what you want. So you need to get a little clearer. And once you get a little clearer and start having positive thoughts about it, then I see that some opportunities are going to be coming to you. But you have to do that first, because otherwise you're going to get more of the same, you know, not exactly what you want, or it doesn't last that long, or what have you. So
got it.
I do feel, yeah, so get, sit down and get real clear with yourself and just, and know you, it's yours, see yourself in it. And when, like I said, when you do that, I do see a couple of opportunities coming open. Even keep your mind open, because some of these opportunities might not be what you kind of thought it was, is what I'm seeing, but they're good opportunities. So, because I also feel like it's time for you to move in some new directions, is what I'm feeling. And so that's why I think that you're at an impasse right now, because that's why you can't really see it clearly. That's why be open to it and stay positive, because the right thing will come to you, but you have to do these steps first.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. We're rolling right here. We're going to get as many of you in as we can. 702, I got you. You didn't think it would happen. Sliding in on first base. Here we go. 702, what can we do for you?
I have a question for Dina. My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dina. I know I'll make this quick because I've got people behind me. I'm just looking for a little bit of insight on my relationship. I'm going through really bad problems right now. My partner, Maxwell, he has a friend. His name is Ted Trinity, and I think he's going behind my back. And I'm just wondering, is there anything you can see or any type of advice?
I'm sensing that something was talked about, that you guys, like the relationship hasn't been right for a while, correct?
Yeah, we've been going through a lot of hard times lately.
Yeah.
That you're right on the money.
Yeah. So I feel like that this isn't, like I said, it's been talked about, it's been coming. And I feel like that your partner just is kind of doesn't know what to do with it, exploring different options, is trying this, is trying that, is whatever. So to me, I feel like there's still some more to be talked about. You know, like
yeah,
you still... Yeah,
it's really hard.
Sit down.
It's really hard for me. It's really hard for me to hear this because he's also abusive, and I don't even know how to, like, he's physically and sexually abusive to me, and I just really want to get out, and I just don't know what I should do.
Jethro, you've got info on that.
Gosh, this is so horrible.
Yeah. Jethro? Jethro, are you there? Yeah. Anyway, I feel like you've got to look into the appropriate channel of help.
Okay.
And you've got to create, get the strength up, because there is a better way of life, and you don't have to live like that.
I can't take this. Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for your call. I hate you, Maxwell. I mean, this is so hard, but thank you. I love the show, and I'll let you guys go, but I'm going through such a difficult time right now, and... Thank you for your insight.
Oh, you're welcome. And go get some, see what you can find out on. There are some groups that will help you through this. You know,
I need group therapy, I think. Yep, that will help.
Yes, yep. And I think that's what you need is your next step, so that it will get you the strength that you need to make a better life for yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dina.
You're welcome. Jeff, are you there? Ken, are you there?
I'm here. Nicely done, Dina.
Okay.
Glad that you were there for him and that he was agreeable to get some more help as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we
always good.
We deserve better.
Definitely, definitely. And I think you being on the show, you know, can really help him to perhaps see that, you know, see a better way and see a better future for himself, like you talk about. You know, and so I really believe that, you know, no coincidence that he was on his show. I mean, you've offered a lot of great advice, and I just can't wait to get your book. I want to get your book. Can I have your book? And I'm like, because I love
thank
it. That's
you,
what
Ken,
I
thank you, Dina. We got
to
go there, giving us that beep. Unfortunately, the show's got the last seconds. Thank you, guys. It's been a great show. Ken, definitely we will talk to you again, and can't wait to get through this. Thank you and have a great day, you guys.
Thank you both. And let me know who to send a book to. Thank you.
Well, no problem.
Thank you, Ken.